Hi. Gay is not sin, and Jesus isn't asking the gay person to change and be straight. That's right, people. No place in the Bible does it condemn gay people. Now, I know a lot of you do, but it's going to be your problem soon if you don't start paying attention to things and dealing with things that you're hearing people say. Like, you're watching me right now, so if I am telling you gay is not sin, maybe there's a reason I'm telling you this. Am I a fly-by-night person? Ooh, you know, some kind of loony bin coming on here? You may really believe that. A lot of you must. You just don't get it too much sometimes, a lot of you, because you just don't want to believe that there. You believed a lie all your life. You don't want to think that it turns out that gay is not sin. And there's more to it than that, too. Because part of the thing about your blockage towards gay people, where you just put blinders on, you don't want to know nothing except that they're sin, what this does, you know, a horse that wears blinders cannot see anything off to the side. And they did this for a reason, you know. Put blinders on horses so they don't get distracted by the possible danger on each side. And so you're wearing these blinders and you're only seeing what somebody might be pointing for you, like if you're going to your pastor or some other, or your train of thought, because, you know, you can't altogether blame the pastor because you're responsible for your faith. You can't go saying, well, the pastor told me so, because he's not responsible for your faith. He's doing maybe what he thinks the best he can. He could be completely wrong and giving you false information and everything, and maybe purposely giving you false information. Because this is really a lot of the circumstances that is out there. These pastors are supposed to have some sort of brain, because they're not your pastor, especially in traditional type of churches where you have to go to college or at least a Bible college to get information and training regarding the denomination that you're in. Now, there's other people that are just feeling the call of God and starting churches as is with whatever it is that they know about the Bible in their own personal research. Doesn't make them necessarily any better, because we're all pretty conditioned to the mainstream. Even though we may not agree with a lot of the mainstream, we're all pretty much conditioned by it. We're all wearing blinders. We all have this thing. Doesn't mean it's good. Doesn't mean it's bad. We have this thing that we're right. We can't be wrong. We see the path. You know, sometimes we'll admit to ourselves, we might be wrong. We might be walking a crooked path. It might be more like this. I mean, if you can barely admit to yourself that you might have a pretty crooked path, but at least it's heading in the right direction, what I'm trying to say is that there is a big picture to what's about to happen. The plan of God in its entirety involves an awful lot. And if you're going to wear blinders, you're going to miss an awful lot of it. There are some things in God's plan that's absolute. One of the things that is absolute is you cannot get raptured having this idea that gay is sin. What I'm trying to tell you is that you might be able to get saved, but you see, every Christian that's alive will go through 1,260 days of the tribulation. And this is one of the things that a good part of you have no beliefs at all. You just completely reject the notion that you're going to be in the tribulation period. You got such blinders on concerning this issue. You can't even, I mean, you love truth. You say God is truth. And yet, you cannot see the broad picture. Too much. Too much, do you hear me? Too much. It's not like the swimming hole off across yonder. The mud puddle out there, it's an ocean of stuff out there that's going on. All the oceans of the world of stuff. There's too many things in real life to match your narrow idea of what God's plan is. So when a nutcase like me comes on and tells you gay is not sin, you won't comprehend that. You won't even think of the possibility of it because you so got these blinders on that you cannot see there might be something going on. 630 million some gay people? That's an awful lot of people. Don't you think that's quite a few? More than populate the United States. You could have every single person, you could have two United States for the number of gay people in the world. But you can't want to fathom that kind of an idea, can you? You just want to say they're all going to hell or something. Or they got a chain. You got a lot of notions based on a narrow view. Instead of saying, well, if God is truth, why is this, why is that, and why is the other thing? Well, God is truth, so it has to be your concept of this, that, and the other thing is wrong. The world's not flat. You don't cut yourself to make the blood come out because every time you hurt, blood comes out, so that must mean that the blood coming out is cleaning you. No, doctors find out that you got to keep the blood inside. The idea is to stop that blood from coming out. And any kind of bad stuff in the blood, you find some sort of medicine to kill it. So you could keep your good blood. You need your blood. So bleeding is not an answer. So, what is the answer to 630 million gays? That it's your responsibility or the church's responsibility to somehow get them to be straight? Well, then, if this was the truth, then let's look at cigarette smokers, alcoholics, and so forth, and let's look at it. Yeah, there is a struggle there, but let's look at the statistics. Across the board, even those that are deep in addiction and will never ever give up their smoke, they will tell you, period, flat out, it is not healthy. It's killing them. They have no qualms about it. They have no feelings whatsoever that they're going to go and prove all the scientists wrong, that somehow or another cigarettes are good for you. It's just not going to happen. And you're not going to have murderers going out and trying to tell you that you got it wrong, that it is okay to kill and murder. The murderers are going to flat out tell you, they may have a lot of excuses, but they're going to tell you it's wrong. But they're going to do it anyway, but it's absolutely, you're not going to get these kinds of things if something is right. If something is right, then you're going to have information. You're going to have facts. You're going to have backup. You're going to have history. You're going to have all manner of things that will show somebody that's saying it's wrong that it's right. And somebody that's saying it's right, look at all this wealth of information that backs this up.
Now, something's got to be wrong. You as Christians, something has really got to be wrong. You've got to somehow, I mean, all of us has watched these. This group here is pro-gay. This group here is anti-gay, you know. And usually these are fundamentalist Christians here, but any talk show, any thing like this that you're turning on the TV and you're seeing two groups together, one of them is pro and one of them is anti, and you look at that, you gotta be so blind that you can't see that the supposedly Christians, because they would automatically say these others can't be Christians, even though you look at it and a good portion are Christian. It's just that when you look at the ones that are saying anti-gay, they have no hope. They speak words like there's hope, but you look at their expression, they're just adamantly, they're just not giving hope to the gay person. Period. You could see it. You could see why. If this group here that is pro-gay is supposed to be then pro-Satan, because that's your mind concept of this type of thing. You can't be saying gay is not sin unless maybe you're in Satan's camp. And so if you say gay is sin, you're in these fundamentalist camp, as it were. Now, don't you have eyes? If you need glasses, put them on. Look. I've said in lots of these, I've watched lots of these types of documentaries over, there isn't any that shows the people that say gay is sin to be, as it were, this loving type of situation. They say, we love you, but these are empty words coming out because at the same time, they're implying, they're stating, they're saying, you've got to repent, you've got to change, you can't live in this stuff. You got to change. You got to change. You got to change.
Now the gay person is going around and they're listening to this. I got to change or I'm going to hell. I got to change or I'm going to hell. I got to change or I'm going to hell. I got to change or I'm going to hell. People,
what do you think's being done here? When you accept Jesus Christ, you say, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. Remember that day that you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior when you believed and you stated it in prayer saying that God, I believe that Jesus is your only Son and that He is without sin and He died on the cross paying the price for my sins. Forgive me of my sins and come into my life. Remember that day? What happened to you when you realized how a wretched sinner you are? All of a sudden it's all lit up. You have no question inside you that you are this wretched sinner, even though maybe you haven't done anything really horribly bad as society figures. But you know in your gut you're this awful sinner deserving to go to hell. But why are you having these tears? But they're not tears of sadness. There's tears of joy. Why do you feel such a love? Why do you feel these kinds of stuff? When you are so convicted that you're evil, that you're a sinner, that there's no hope for you, because Jesus is your hope. Jesus is the way. He died for you. What happiness, what glory, what wonder, what freedom. He paid the price. I don't have to die. Can you imagine that? The joy that we know that we can have eternal life because He paid the price for our sin. And then you want to pour onto the gay person, you got to change and be straight? What is happening to those that buy into your hate? Because that's what it is, because you don't think what you say. You just say it. You just see your picture. Why don't you go tell the Muslims flat out We got TBN. We got all manner of Christian TV on here. We got church after church. Do you hear your pastor saying every Muslim's going to go to hell because they don't believe that Jesus is the Christ and the only Son of God and He is the only way to heaven? We don't hear this, do we? We have to be politically correct in dealing with people that believe in other gods. Well, yeah, there's some types of things we got to, you know, the idea to get people saved. And one of the ways that you get people saved is lead by example so that they will, and witness Jesus Christ, because we're all witnesses, but witnesses see it happen. Huh, they see. And then they tell somebody else. When you take out a verse in the Bible and start explaining it, you're a teacher. How did you get this gift being a teacher? Who gave it to you? What's your credentials to teach? And you get in the Bible and you're trying to say this verse means this and that. You're not a witness. You're a teacher. You better get it right. There's a price to pay for those that teach wrong. But you're a witness. So we can witness what Jesus is doing for us. We don't have credentials to be a teacher. Now, God can give credentials, but I'll tell you something. Those credentials mean something. Don't you understand that? If you're called by God, there's going to be something. If you think you're called by God and you're getting up there and you're just pouring out stuff and there's a ton of information about the stuff you're saying, and you're not using any of that information, you're not a teacher. You're just telling your opinion. We're not interested in your opinion. We're not interested in your politics. We want to know the facts. Jesus is the truth. He's going to match reality. Physics, science, all manner of stuff is going to match Jesus Christ. It may take a while in some cases to find this out, but it's going to be there. It requires study. If you're going to be a teacher, you got to put the time in. If you only put a week in, if you're only just born again, if you only this and that and the other thing, if all you got is a wealth of understanding about ungodly things, you're not going to be able to come in and start preaching about godly things. You need a relationship with Jesus Christ. You need the Holy Spirit being your teacher. If you don't have some of these credible things, and you don't have the time, there's no magic. You're not going to be like Edward Casey or whatever he is. He goes down sleep like this, and then he starts spitting out everything. When he wakes up, he knows nothing. He can sleep on a book and got it memorized. You're not going to be that way. That's not how it works. That's an issue that you deal with, but the point here I'm making is you have got to go on the internet and search everything. Good, bad, ugly, everything. You got to go get it. You got to read. If you're going to come out and be a teacher or a preacher or something, you're going to have some credibility by you did this. God took you through this whole cycle of stuff. Boy, you know some things. And so you can tell what you know. You got to understand there's a bigger world out there. And if you want to be a teacher, you got to know. If you want to be a witness, that's easy, because you have lived with yourself all your life. So you know what happened when Jesus came to you. And then you went on. Now there are some gay people, as it were, that got saved. And they had this wonderful experience. When I got saved, it was absolutely a Shekinah glory of God. Tears rained down me. It was just absolutely amazing. The person of Jesus was there. And you could look and you could see the Shekinah glory of God. I kid you not. I had a really dramatic thing. Now, everybody doesn't get that. Some people might just say, Jesus, forgive me, sinner, here comes in my life. You know, they don't feel a thing. But they got saved. Other people get so dramatic conversion. I mean, they're seeing heaven open up to them.
You got to go through this kind of an experience.
And then from that point on, you also know how you got there. And then you know everything after that. This you can tell. Because you're a witness. Everybody's a witness. We can read. We're all ministers. But you have to understand, minister is not teacher. Minister is your coming to help the needs of another, as it were. You're coming in to help in some of the things that you're confident in, some of the things of your expertise, as it were. But you're not a teacher. You could be a minister and not a teacher. If you want to be a teacher and say, this verse means this, then you need the credentials. And if you're a teacher, you also have to understand you could study. So if somebody comes up to you and say, this is not what this means, you being a teacher then can say, oh yeah? But if you say stubbornly, it does not mean that, it means what I believe it means, you're not a teacher. Did you hear me? You're not a teacher if you're not going to take time and study. And if somebody comes up to you and tells you something, I don't care who they are. If a Muslim comes up to you and tells you there's 50,000 to 80,000 corruptions in the Bible, do you call that Muslim a liar? Or do you say, I wonder what this guy means. I wonder where he got his information. Well, you know that his teachers are teaching him this. So it's not a fly-by-night thing. If you're a teacher, if you understand, if you want to do things, you're going to be able to understand the real world gets its information somewhere. So you can find that place too. And sure enough, you can find out there are the Bibles with 50,000 to 80,000 corruptions that purposely is taking Christ out of Jesus. The author of these is two people, Westcott and Hort. It's more complex than that because this, the history goes back, but when you get a modern version in your hand, you're getting Westcott and Hort in your hand. You're not getting the apostles. You're getting the corrupt form of what they said, and there's a history behind it. And you need to figure this out if you're going to be a teacher. But so many of us today believe our modern version is the Word of God, when it's conditioning you to think that man over there is Jesus, after all. People, you need to study. You need to know what you're talking about before you go and try to say this and that and the other thing. What I'm trying to tell you, there's a big world out there. Real things are happening. 630 million some gays. Do you think God is not doing something? Do you think somehow you got this information? Oh, you want to say Romans chapter 1, verse 28 through 32, that gays are this evil kind of people. When in actuality, the facts show they're the opposite of what Romans says. But you don't want to, you don't want to even listen to that. But the facts say it. So if the facts say that gays are not this evil, that they're in fact the opposite, then you got to figure out what the verse says. God is moving in the gay community. You're going to be surprised the outcome. And it's not the way you think. If you don't know Jesus right now, turn to him and say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. Forgive me of my sins. I believe God rose you on the third day. Now ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and read the King James Bible. See you next week.